Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
God, you are so lucky to have a theme song.
That's some good music, Eric. That's what that is.
It's on Kevin's iPod. This is why I can pull it up so quickly.
Yeah, when you call him, that's the song that plays. Eric Zorn is here, feisty columnist for your Chicago Tribune. Any thought at all about tomorrow's election? Have you thought about it even a little bit, Eric?
Is it? It's tomorrow.
It's going to be tomorrow, yeah.
Oh,
already? I can't believe it.
Well, it is true that last week's fun and games really distracted us from the election.
At a Comey. Time
when it was all, well, no, I'm not talking
the
about
Cubs.
That. I'm talking about the
oh,
Cubs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes,
I'm talking
was.
About the Cubs. That there were hours that I didn't think about the election coming up, which was kind of nice, actually.
Still a few people posting on Facebook, but not as many as per usual.
So I have the polls. The story just came out. The most recent polls, the last national polls were taken. And NBC Survey Monkey, which always sounds silly to me. It reminds me of Dieter on Sprockets. Touch my Survey Monkey. Clinton up by 6 points over Trump nationally. In NBC Survey Monkey, Fox News has Clinton up by 4 points nationally. ABC News, Washington Post has a 5-point lead for Clinton.
It was bigger. It was double digits at one point.
These were all
it?
Bigger at one point, but they were all tighter at one point. And I think that it shows that all this craziness with the FBI didn't really move the needle much. Now, all this said, you know, we're looking, because of the Electoral College, we're looking at a lot of swing states. Just about everybody who talks about this says that the path for Trump to win is very difficult. He's got to pick off a bunch of states. He's got to pick off all the swing states plus at least one of the traditionally blue states, which is why he's been campaigning in Michigan and in Wisconsin, Minnesota, places like that, where he's trying to pick up these states that are traditionally Democratic. It seems unlikely. But, you know, it's anything can happen, I suppose. But I would, you know, Wendy walked into the studio and said, please tell me Hillary's going to win. And I think she is going to win, yes. So
I'm with her, I guess. Yeah. I guess it's out. You let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
I do have to ask you this, because with the FBI investigation that was put to rest and then 11 days before the election it was brought up again, Comey has now come forward saying that he stands with his original decision, correct?
Yes.
Because there are still people on Facebook who are saying she's being investigated. It's like Facebook should be illegal during an election year.
A lot of false news on Facebook. Essentially what happened was a week ago Friday, James Comey issues a letter to the Congressional Committee, which of course leaks right away, which says that he has found some emails on Anthony
60,000 or something.
On Anthony Weiner's laptop. I never did get exactly a number of what it was.
How does Weiner come back in to mess things up?
Just
isn't
lucky.
That crazy? The lucky Weiner.
Yeah, right.
but
best hot dog stand in Chicago, by the way.
Weiner's laptop. So and people were furious at this because it breaks with tradition and protocol for the FBI to come out and say we're investigating someone right before the election, any candidate, they also don't usually talk about investigations when they're in progress. So this was very unusual. Democrats were furious. Democrats were somewhat,
was he saving his own butt in case something did come?
That was
out
the,
of it?
The thinking is that there is some disagreement in the ranks of the FBI, and he was afraid that this was going to leak. And that then there's going to be this big controversy. Is he stonewalling? Who is he protecting? Is he protecting Hillary Clinton? So he thought his best option was to come out, to get out in front of this and announce that he was looking into these emails. He could have done it more artfully, too. He could have stressed that he hadn't looked at them, that he didn't know what was on them, that this is a routine bit of investigation that you would do under any circumstances when you find something like this, but that there's nothing yet that suggests that there's anything untoward in these emails. It turns out that when they looked at all these, and he announced this yesterday, that they basically were all duplicates of things they'd already looked at, and there was nothing in there that would have made them want to indict or pursue the case against Hillary. So it was basically a big never mind.
But now Trump says there's no way realistically you could go through 30,000 plus emails in a week, so he's upset that she's been let off the hook so quickly.
Well, there is a way to go through a lot of these emails, and first of all, they have to filter out all the spam
duplicates
and stuff, and all the penis enlarging things that Anthony Weiner was ordering and things like that.
Yeah.
allegedly, possibly. Yeah. But it's pretty easy to find, you know, .gov emails, and then you can look at those. You can look at those very quickly to see what they are and what's in them.
Right.
And you've got a team of people doing this, and I guess in the interest of fairness, they really went 24/7 on this and looked as quickly as possible. But it's pretty easy to search emails for keywords,
for
stuff. So the idea that this was done in a haphazard way, that Trump is saying that something is going to develop is not. True, and what this does is this not only takes the air out of this message that he's been trying to deliver in the last few days that this is worse than Watergate, it also takes some of the air out of the idea that the Republicans in Congress, they're probably going to hold on to the House, that they're going to spend the next 3 years just investigating Hillary Clinton's emails. There doesn't seem to be anything there.
Was it ever worse than Watergate? Was there even a moment where it was worse than Watergate?
It was never worse than Watergate. Never. No, and actually I really recommend an article in Vox, if anyone reads that site, and they basically went through what went on with Hillary Clinton and these emails and what it means to have a private server, why she had one, and the idea that there was something really sinister in it is pretty far-fetched. Essentially, she was not someone who was really technically savvy. Bill Clinton had his own email server, and this sounds like something that only high-level secret people would have, but there are a lot of companies, a lot of small businesses have their own private email servers, and it's essentially a backup computer that has the email rather than going to some distant thing in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton had this, so she set up her private emails on the thing that Bill Clinton was using for the Clinton Foundation, which is a perfectly normal thing for a foundation to do. They got to have some place to
not illegal in any way.
No,
and the kind of thing that she was doing was basically what Colin Powell had advised her to do. Colin Powell told her, and there's actually a copy of that email floating around where he said, well, everyone's going to want to be all over this. This is what you want to do. This is how you want to set this kind of thing up, and this is what to look out for. Do most of your business by phone because all the emails are discoverable. And, it was kind of routine. Now, the idea that she was the horrible person doing this, I think it has never been borne out. This is not even close to Watergate.
We have to take a break.
Yeah. More of this discussion. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Eric Zorn is here, and it's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Also, you look at Jay-Z, and we talked about this that night, that he might be working on it, but one of his main videos starts off with a crowd throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, and this very much anti-police message.
What's that Beyonce...
Molotov cocktails.
Molotov cocktails.
I want in.
Who was that talking?
These are one of the right-wing people being interviewed on CNN.
Oh,
it's been
God.
Going around social media. I love that. Mazel tov cocktail.
Are you aware of, I've had several people send me this on Facebook, some because they think it's really funny, some because they think this should decide the election, that Hillary Clinton has on several occasions visited a retreat in the Caribbean known as Orgy Island?
No, I haven't seen
that. Oh, I saw that too,
I
and who cares?
It's just really funny. They explain that she's made frequent visits to the island. You can kind of guess what goes on there based on the name Orgy Island.
You've seen this on Facebook?
Several people have put it on Facebook, but it's one of those things that some people are putting it on because they think it's hysterical that that's a tactic that they're using, and other people are like, well, if you're on the
Look
fence
at this.
To vote for, that woman keeps going to Orgy Island.
I got a question for you guys. Have you unfriended or blocked people
yes.
on Facebook and
yes.
Twitter because of this election?
Yes.
I haven't.
You haven't yet?
I haven't. I just ignore. I try to ignore.
I don't feed
the trolls.
I hit a tipping point a couple weeks ago where I decided that I just did not want my social media life to be polluted with this. And I have come to the belief that supporting Donald Trump is really almost treasonous, that this man is so dangerous to this country. He's so thin-skinned. They had to take away his Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't trust him with Twitter. And now people think he can be trusted with the nuclear codes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't have the temperament. He has no ideas that are realistic. And I think that it could be just awful for the country if he's elected. And I can't believe people are supporting him. I really can't. And I know Hillary Clinton's got her issues, but...
Well, she's at Orgy Island. She doesn't care.
She's having a blast.
Citing a well-placed source in the New York Police Department, Blackwater USA founder and retired Navy SEAL Eric Prince claims that blah, 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 and that Hillary did go to Orgy Island.
Six times, it says in most of the stories. She has been a six-time visitor to Orgy Island.
Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton were on her third husband and had five kids with these three husbands and was talking about grabbing guys by the genitals? She would be even closeness? I mean, it is really astounding what's
All right,
going on.
Wendy and I discussed this.
I'm unfriending that guy, by the way.
You should. Wendy and I discussed this about a week ago. I can't wait. Should Donald Trump lose, I can't wait for the concession speech. I think this will be the greatest concession speech of all time.
I don't think you're getting one.
You don't think there'll be one? What do you think will happen?
He's not. He has never proven to be good at admitting he was wrong, apologizing, conceding anything gracefully. He's never done anything that I can see gracefully. So I can't imagine him offering a graceful concession speech, which is what political traditions call for. No matter how angry you are or how frustrated you are, you concede gracefully for the good of the country.
Side bet, does he or does he not mention that the election is rigged should he lose?
100% mentions it and says, you people, you picked a, you're going to be in trouble. You'll regret it.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'll say
you picked her. He may say that we're going to call for investigations. This fight isn't over.
Right.
And waste time and money and resources.
I can't imagine him conceding. I really can't.
Do you think there'll be any Mazel Tov cocktails?
I think so. Those are just Jewish witticisms thrown angrily.
Not only will he not accept it, will his supporters? That's the big question I have.
That is a tough question. I don't. If you're someone who's been worked up to believe that this election is rigged, that Hillary Clinton is a crook, and that everything has been slanted against you, what do you have to lose if you're so angry?
And how do we heal this? And can we heal this come Wednesday?
Well, that's why it has to be up to people like Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie and the people who have been fanning these flames to try to douse them. And that would be the patriotic thing to do, to say, you know, look, we lost this round, but the political fight goes on. We're going to hold Hillary Clinton to account. We are going to run again, and we're going to run congressional candidates and senatorial candidates in 2 years. We're going to run someone for president in 4 years. This isn't over, but this election is over. We congratulate the winner. We're going to move on. That would be the thing to say. That would be the thing that
why don't you tweet that to him?
Because he's not on Twitter anymore.
His people still are.
They took it away from him.
Does he remain a voice in politics? Should he lose, will we see him say, we're going to take another look at this in four years?
I don't think so. One is he's kind of on the old side, right? Is he 71? Steve Bertrand would know. There he is. How old is Trump?
I think he's 71.
71. Or 70. At that point, you're probably too old to run.
Yeah.
Wendy's going on this her little magic device.
Well, will his endorsement mean anything 70. To future candidates? 70.
No, I don't. I think so.
I don't think so.
It tends to be losers. Like they tend to go away, like Mike Dukakis went away. Right. Yeah. I mean, and even Al Gore went away.
Yeah.
For the most part,
the party almost wants you to because it reminds people of not being victorious.
I mean, the last defeated presidential candidate who came back was Nixon. Right. I mean, it's been a long time since he lost in 60 and came back and won in 68. I don't think that Trump. I mean, first of all, he'll be too old. I think in 4 years even to run again.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. I don't think that'll happen. And I don't. I think that he will. That there will be some sort of stain of shame that will attend to him. Also, that the Republican Party is really mortified by him, and some people are sticking by him because they feel like it's the only thing they can do besides vote for Hillary Clinton,
who they
find it unacceptable. But they're not happy about that.
Yeah.
And there's a school of thought that says that the best thing for the Republican Party would be for Hillary to win, for that coalesces the Republicans, that gets them a lot of momentum in 2 years. They can maybe take back the Senate if they happen to lose it this time, and gives them a good run at 2020. So,
quick little thing: Bernie Sanders, 75 years old, and he ran.
Right.
So it's possible.
It's possible. It's possible.
How did he do?
He did not win.
He was beaten. So
he did not win. That's Eric Zorn. It was rigged. That's what it is.
It was a little.
I know.
You can read Eric Zorn in the Tribune. You can visit his stand at Orgy Island. It's always open for your shopping community.
Always 24/7.
Yep. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate
it.
We'll find out what Steve has
next. It'll be very exciting next week.
It will be very exciting.
Something besides this. Huh?
I know. Stay where you are. It's more show coming your way next. Bill Mundy, WGN.